Hey, Eddie, you know what's awesome?
What's awesome, my love?
My little oil biz.
It is awesome, isn't it?
Do you like that name? Mom's little oil biz?
Almost as much as I love you.
Let's do this podcast, Oterra style.
You got it, babe.
Welcome, everyone, to Mama's Little Biz Podcast. My name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Hi, Angela.
Hi, Eddie.
So good to have you here today.
I know.
Talk to you.
It is always good to have me here today.
It is good to talk to you. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I am excited about this episode because this one just came straight from my heart on what we're going to be talking about today. How about you?
Yes. What is in your heart?
This is a pretty intense Eddie. Subject. We're going to get pretty real, pretty raw. You're getting all nervous. I'm totally kidding.
You get so serious. We're going to get real. We're going to drop the mic on you, folks.
I love shocking. You get nervous.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
We are plugging away as parents, taking the kids to their things, and at the same time, continuing building our business, getting ourselves the Blue Diamond, building this website that basically it's there to help you guys that are listening to this podcast. We just wanted to release something that was really cool for you guys to get some trainings that we would typically only do with our leaders. Are you digging this whole website thing? Because this whole thing was my idea, but do you like it so far?
Yeah, I think it's great.
Well, you've got some great ideas for this week.
Yeah. I mean, I having a place to just store all of the trainings that you do anyway, and then making them available to people. That's awesome. I'm for it.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell me, why don't you tell our faithful listeners real quick, what are a couple of the trainings you want to do this week?
I did want to do a training of a couple of my specialty classes that I teach personally.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to just lay them out in a full training offering, possibly offering the printouts and everything too, which is cool. And then I was wanting to...
That's a big one. Before you get to the next one, that's a really big one because a lot of people will say, I want to do this, but I have no idea how to hold an event or teach an event or so on.
Yeah, so I'm going to break down my favorite class, a couple of my favorite classes. I taught a really good one on this past Saturday that I liked as well. So I'm going to do that, and I'm going to also train on how to maximize your time as a mom in your business.
Wow. Okay.
So I love that training. People like that training a lot. And I just think people need to hear it more. So I'm going to record those this week, hopefully.
Okay. So once we get those recorded, those will be a couple of new trainings that are going to go up on the website. I haven't really quite decided what I wanted to teach this month, but I definitely want to start doing trainings on how to help people do their mentor calls that are short, to the point, effective, and help people get the confidence they need to move forward and take action.
Right.
So that'll probably be up in the next few weeks. But I love your training so much that, you know, as soon as we get those recorded. And by the way, all of those who are members of the website get private invites to the live recordings. So that means you get to come on. Once the recording's over, you can even ask questions and get some feedback and coaching. So join the site. Go to eddieandangelavia.com in order to do that. And let's get on the subject of what we're going to be talking about today.
Because
we saw the Doctor Strange this weekend.
Yes, we did.
What did you think? I mean, now that we've had a couple of days down, or 2 days, or one day.
It was last night.
It was last night. Now that you've had a couple of hours then. Okay, there you go. Now that you've had a few hours to let it sink in, how would you rate this movie on a scale of 1 to 10?
10, 9, 8.
Wow, that's pretty good. Okay. All right.
Five,
so eight, somewhere between 8 and 10.
3.
You're funny.
7.
Well, did you notice that early on in the movie, there was a lot of big time life lessons that could easily be.
There was a lot of quotes I wanted to write down. I'm like, that's a great one.
Yeah. There was about at least 3 or 4 that I wish I had written down that would easily apply to this business. In fact, it inspired this podcast today for me. And I don't want to try to give the quote because I'll only end up paraphrasing. But basically the idea was this, is that our ego, and when I took it, when I'm watching the movie, I'm totally thinking my ego gets in the way. Would you agree?
Yes.
Would you agree that this is my problem? Because you're an authority on my problem.
I
know all your problems.
You are. You do. And you know all the solutions for those. And I am so grateful because every man needs that.
Doesn't want that.
I needed to see this, you know, because you know my background. You know what, you know, my whole story.
I think
and my,
that he knows your story.
I know. But my point is that with my story, it was a lot of hard work, you know, to kind of get to where I'm at now. And I'll be honest, a little bit of an ego came with it.
A lot of an ego came with it. Don't, you know, don't be shy.
Well, I'm downplaying it. Yeah, sure. But I mean, an ego came with it. And what has that ego, from your point of view, manifested? Because we were talking about this from the emotions book that you're reading.
Yes. What do you mean, what has the ego manifested?
Well, maybe not my ego, but just, you know, all the things that were happening to me physically. Remember you were talking about this?
Oh, yeah. Well,
talk about this.
Yeah, just you're having physical responses to your emotional, like your emotional wellness right now.
Yeah. What are those physical responses?
Like, anxiety. You have a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
Impatience.
Yeah.
What else did I notice? Injuries.
Yep. A lot of injuries.
Injuries that don't make sense and things like that.
Like I pulled my hamstring.
Yes. Hamstring.
Playing softball.
Playing softball, yeah. So then I would just look up the emotions app and relate what those different, you know, issues you have were related to, and it was all the thing. I don't remember exactly what any of them said, but you're like, oh my gosh, that's me right now. That's not me right now.
I think you laid it out, and that's fascinating. So what? Maybe for those people who don't even know what the emotions, what this is, we're talking about. Could you maybe elaborate a little bit, and then we'll go into?
Well, our health has a direct line; it's connected directly to our emotions. So, things that we're frustrated with, things that we're struggling, things that we're dealing with, or maybe even aches and pains, unexplained issues in the body, and explained issues—they're tied to emotions. It's not always about, oh, I caught a cold from the kid in my class. Sometimes it's not even about that. It's, you know, you could be pushing so much resentment down into the body that you're literally manifesting back pain. You're manifesting stomach issues. You are weakening the immune system and catching anything that comes near you. There are people who talk about having this just debilitating, you know, arthritis. And if you look up arthritis in the emotions book, it's directly related to things that we're dealing with or haven't dealt with emotionally.
Yeah.
And so several of the things that kind of just keep popping up for you are things related to like what you want to talk about today, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Well, this was also mentioned in the movie too. Remember how we were talking about that? The one character who healed himself.
Yes.
From a debilitating spinal injury.
Yeah. He healed himself.
Crazy.
It was really cool because she did touch on all that healing ourselves is not, it's more than physically, it's emotionally. We need to just get out of our own way and see past ourselves and work on things.
Yeah. So I'm dealing with a lot of this, and I'm basically working on the whole ego thing because what I noticed that with the ego also slowed down a few of things that I was doing, which was like, obviously I'm not exercising as consistently as I once was.
Right.
Because I keep getting hurt. And that's like, that's really weird. It's really odd that suddenly comes up. And when you mentioned this whole emotions things and what the emotions I was dealing with, it makes total sense.
Yes, it does.
I would agree. And I'm totally open to this. I'm one of those husbands that listen.
I'll pull up hamstring right now.
Okay, so you're looking this up live right here on the podcast, Angela. Okay, so while you're looking that up, I just want to admit here,
okay, I can't find where I moved it to.
I'm taking ownership of this, full ownership of this. I'm not using any excuses. It's just what happened. What I would like to do is return to a more of a humble nature internally and not just externally, like, because I know that that is a way to get my message across, or my story, or the things that I'm trying to be passionate about.
What was I looking at?
Hamstring. It's pulled. It's not in there? No, pulled muscle? Is there anything like that? While you're looking that up. So anyway, that's it. I'm trying to... And plus, this is what I teach people too. You know, it's like, if you discover something that you're doing, be honest about it, own it, talk about it, right? Out loud. And here I am, I'm broadcasting it. It's on our podcast. I can't think of more people to tell this to, of a way to tell this to more people. But, and then, so own it. And then ultimately you can, I can move on from there.
Yeah.
Because now I'm aware of it, and now I'm recognizing it, and I don't have to live in that nonsense.
Right.
And maybe once I let that go, I can go back to working out a little bit more aggressively, right? Because I like it. I enjoy exercising without a fear of pulling something again. And that's not fun. It's not fun to come back home from working out and I'm limping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that look I get from you too when I do that. When I...
Like, what'd you do?
Again.
Oh, I remember where I got the pulled hamstring from. The pulled hamstring was not from the Feelings app. It was from Louise Hay's book.
Uh-huh.
And an injury is a way to punish yourself. It's, you've done something, you haven't done something, and a feeling of inadequacy. And so to pull yourself out and off, I guess, off the court is to get injured.
To create
it's a
an
way
injury.
To create your punishment for yourself. Hmm. Like, oh, I'm such a big arrogant a-hole, so I'm gonna hurt myself.
Because I'm recognizing, is that it?
So, really? Yeah, it's pretty much like that.
Okay, so what's the name of this book? We can put a link to it on our show notes.
Yes. Louise Hay's You Can Heal Your Life. Mm-hmm. She has that book, and then she also has You Can Heal Your Body, which I want to read next, but You Can Heal Your Life. It's really good.
All right.
It's really good.
So if you guys want the link to that, go to the show notes for this podcast. It's really easy to find. Just click on the link and you'll be able to pick up this book. Some of the things that you're teaching me on this book is...
I need to get the physical book. I have the Audible, but I can't take notes.
You want to take notes?
It drives me crazy. I can't take notes or highlight or go back and read something.
Okay.
I have to go all the way back. Anyway, so I need the book. This one, not every book I buy, like the hard copy, but this one I want the hard copy because it's really good.
Because it's got all that stuff. I mean, I have to admit, man, it's blowing my mind because of how accurate it is and how specific.
Yep.
Like precisely, that's precisely. It's not a general thing like most, you know, things like this would be. You're feeling happy, and so that means, you know what I mean? It's like, no, this is like really specific. Pulled muscle or injuries or recurring injuries, which has been my thing. So anyway, I thought that was really cool for everyone to hear about. Now that I've come out of the closet, in the ego closet. I want to talk about what kind of damaging effects does having an ego, and it's not, there's all kinds of different forms of ego, right? So mine is one, there's others.
What would you say, like, how would you describe your ego?
I would describe it like it's, like I cherish where I am. I hold a very high regard for where I am because of how hard I worked to get here. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how else to describe it. I mean, that's where it came from. I know that, you know, and that's where the source of it, if you will. Maybe it's some kind of like, assumed, arrogance, like an earned arrogance. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know me, I study pretty hard, you know, and I apply things and I work pretty hard and I'm pretty set in my beliefs on a few things.
You're very set.
You know, and maybe I should be a little bit more open, but...
You need to be more open.
Sure. Okay, I will happily be more open. Anyway, my point is that I think that's where it comes from. You know, I think it comes from, oh my gosh, I had to work so hard to do this. And then, and sometimes I think, oh, this is good honesty here. Sometimes I think, like, if I have to work harder, holy cow, like, is it ever going to be enough?
You know what I mean? Because you're working towards the wrong feeling.
Okay. Well, help me out here then. Well, maybe our listeners are going, Eddie, they're shaking their heads right now.
Well, we talk about, and I pulled up Eric Worre, his best quotes earlier before the podcast, and it was, let's see. He's got, so growth and contribution. If you are growing as a person and you are contributing to the lives of others, you will be amazed at what can happen in your life. And when we have goals, it's never about us. It's about who we become while achieving that goal, mm-hmm. and who we influence all along the way, or who we can help and support. So it's like, you have to...
Well, I believe that. I believe that completely. Yes. So help me see the difference.
You believe that, but are you acting that?
I feel like I am. I mean, I get... This is awesome. This is like psychiatry time. But I like this. I like this stuff. Okay, I feel like I am because I do get very good feedback from people that makes me feel like I'm doing the right things. And I feel good about that. I do. Because you know me, I've talked about this before. All I want to do is matter to people. Like, all I want to do is be of value to somebody.
Right.
You know, make a difference and so on. Because I kind of went through some...
Because of your own needs?
Well...
Or because of other people's
needs? Let me be honest, and maybe you can tell me which the answer to that question. I'm not sure if I can answer that correctly. But I'll tell you this. Because I went through some pain, some severe pain... And I came out of it, I feel like I want to help other people come out, you know, who are in that same place, help them come out of it. And I think in some ways, it's like me helping me over and over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's where I feel like there's an issue. Because you already been helped. You're done. Well, you're not done. You're always evolving. But you gotta stop living on that. You have to stop that story. It's kind of like when we said, I have to stop saying I live with high blood pressure. You don't anymore. You have zero high blood pressure.
You stopped saying that. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you stopped saying that because that's over and done with. You're done with that part. That's not your story anymore. Mm-hmm. And the same with this one. After working I promoted this many times, I got fired. That's done with. It's over with. Mm-hmm. You're beyond that now. And that part of your story is not relevant anymore because you've been beyond that for so long. Now you have to move forward again or else you're just stuck and you're not going to progress past that one point. That's where your ego holds you back. You have this ego of, look what I did, everybody. I'm so strong.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so powerful. But you aren't. You're stuck. Mm-hmm. I mean, and if you look at where you're right now, you can now help other people get to where they need to go, but you are stuck.
Because I'm still telling that story.
You are now to moving forward to the next level. Yes, because you're still telling that story.
Okay. So if there's a lesson here is that it feels like to me, the ego comes into play when the growing slows down.
Yeah.
Because it's like some kind of, oh my gosh, what's the term I'm looking for here? Survival.
Yeah.
It's like a survival instinct.
Yeah. It could be called a survival instinct, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, we always want to feel like we're doing good. Mm-hmm. I'm doing good. I am, right? I'm doing good. And yes, there it is. But the thing about being an entrepreneur is it'll kick you in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
When you stall at any point in time, it'll kick you. You might be feeling good about, I'm doing good. I'm doing the same thing over and over again. It's like people enrolling customers over and over again and never actually reaching out to enroll leaders and builders. I'm enrolling. I'm doing great. But are you actually changing? Are you actually growing? Is your business actually growing?
Yeah.
You know, I have people in our business who can continue to do make and takes every freaking class. And it's like, they're not growing, but they're so excited. They have their make and takes. That's not going to cut it.
This is awesome.
You know?
I'm getting so much out of this.
Oh, good. And then I have people who constantly in our mentor calls bring up what they used to do in their past professions and how successful they were in their past professions. And I'm like, that's not now. You are stuck in a time loop here, people. Stop it. Network marketing. Okay, let's go back to the baker's dozen. What are you doing? Da, 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 da. And if you're slacking in 12 categories, then you are not growing. You are not growing. And I will be 100% honest. I have to pull myself out and go, wait, what am I doing? Let me ask myself these questions, because I'm very much aware. I can see when my business, when I'm not doing the necessary things, that when I'm not doing the things I ask my leaders to do, I have to go back to those baker's dozen and I have to ask myself those questions, or else I will find myself stuck again, you know, and I'll have this, and I have this ego about, well, now I have a huge organization and I have to mentor everybody and not do any of the legwork myself. And that's crap. It's just crap. So anyway, stuff.
There's a lot of wheels turning listening to this episode right now. I can guarantee it. A lot of people kind of going, oh, okay. I'd say it's powerful. So like for me, I'm pulling a lot from this. There's going to be some changes. So, but nothing big, right? Always simple, small changes. So
changes that you can implement and actually stick with.
Let me ask you this. So going with... we're talking about the ego. Now there's other types of egos that the average person slips into, which is the whole thing about caring about what other people think.
Yeah.
And I hope if anything, I've proven in this episode that I don't have that. I have no concern about what other people think about me. I'd rather just tell the truth and let them decide.
Sure.
But, the point that I'm trying to make with this is that some people will like not want to reach out to people or do certain things out of fear of how they will look.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a little bit about that. Did you ever have that at all? Even hesitations?
I think so. Yeah. I think we all do.
Different with different people.
I have no issue now bringing up my product, bringing up the business. I still have hesitation picking up the phone and saying, hey, you know, I'd love to talk to you about what I'm doing. I'm really excited to share. You know, I do have that hesitation. I think that's normal, because I feel like if it didn't scare me, then I'm at a place where I need to do something different, you know? So I'm glad that certain things still scare me a little bit, but, I really don't. People, it's a matter of me making new friends and connections, because my connections all know. They all know that I'm going to jump on Facebook Live. I'm going to talk about the business. I'm going to talk about my chaotic home life. I'm going to talk about my products. And they all know this already, those who watch me and follow me. And so I there's really no hesitation. Yeah, I let that go. I love the whole, someone said something about when you're constantly worried about what other people think, you're literally living in their prison.
Mm-hmm.
You're their prisoner. So let yourself out of that prison. It's pretty easy. You just give them the middle finger and walk away. Yeah, that's your key.
Huh, okay. That's easy. You can all do that.
No, I but it's true. It's, you know, it's just... I liked it. It is a prison. It's a prison. and Eric Worre says it too. He says he has a great quote in his book, and it's, you must accept a temporary loss of social esteem from ignorant people. And I know so many people, they stress over how many people unfriended them or stopped following them or commented rudely on their video. And you know what? You're going to have to accept a temporary loss of social esteem, but only from ignorant people. Okay. Ignorant people. Do we truly want those people in our lives anyway? Probably not. So I think you just get to a place where you just, you're just like, whatever. It's not your thing. Great. Yeah. I can move on and find someone who it is their thing. And we'll be happy together.
All right. Awesome. So I'd say that is a pretty loaded podcast. Anything like you want to like wrap up with on this subject, because to help people just to be able to mm-hmm. get out of this time loop or this lying to themselves about where they are, or lying about why they're doing or what they're not doing or whatever, and ultimately getting some freedom and by just telling the truth and being honest, what would you like to wrap up this episode with?
I guess I need to just wrap it up with, you know,
what do you really want to say, Ash?
The word relentless is, some can see it as negative, and most entrepreneurs see it as a positive, and I see it as a positive. You have to go after what it is you truly want. You have to be relentless in the pursuit of what it is you want. And what it is you want, it's going to differ from everybody in every situation. You need to be that person that if you can't self-check, if you can't check yourself, you need to have someone who'll do it for you. Because it's easy to repeat the same day over and over and over again and get stuck in that place. But if you are relentless going after what you want in this life, in your business, in your relationship, in your health, in your family, you will continue to do the things necessary to achieve that. You will keep pushing yourself. You will keep moving forward. You'll be willing to ask yourself those 12 questions every single month. You're going to be doing the things necessary, and you're not going to listen to the people who are neighing at you, because they will be there, and they continue to be there even after you hit top rank, top income. They will always be there. It's not your issue. It's theirs. So be relentless. Be relentless with what it is you want, going after what it is you want, and, you know, be willing to check yourself once in a while. And if you can't do it, go find someone who will. That's how I'm going to leave you.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you guys very much for listening. I hope you got a whole ton out of this episode. We try to bring something, you know, something that's going to matter and mean something. And I think this is definitely a powerful episode. So maybe a couple things real quick before we wrap up. Again, check out eddieandangelavia.com.
Yes.
What about your Instagram page? This is an awesome thing.
Yeah, keep following me on Instagram. Hopefully everybody knows it by now.
What do people get out of following your Instagram? Like, what do they pull
from this?
They
get great information. They get fun videos. We do fun giveaways.
Giveaways?
It's just another page. Some people don't have Facebook, and it's just another way to follow us.
Right on.
And see what we're doing. I'll perfect the Instagram platform soon, I promise.
All right. And, anything else?
We don't have any giveaways right now. I think you can still give our code to,
your oil tools,
which seriously, they have some of the coolest diffusers right now.
Youroiltools.com. Mm-hmm. Use the coupon code MLB at checkout. MLB as in Mama's Little Biz.
Yes.
Awesome. Jump on there. Okay.
Yeah, we're hooking up with a lot of different vendors out there. So, I mean, if you need things and you're wanting to know, hey, does Team Via have a code? We probably do. So just know that. Just know that we probably do have a code. And we'll make sure you're very much aware of what companies are offering what discounts on our Facebook, Mama's Little Biz page. Okay, so make sure you're following that page.
One more thing. Just make sure you guys leave a nice review for us on iTunes. Apparently, it's complicated for some people, but do your best. Give it a shot. Some people seem to be able to figure it out. Like, we got a great one on November 2nd, and this last one was, it says, I can't say thank you enough to Eddie and Angela for doing these. I have learned so much, gained so many new friends, and have changed my mindset. My new goal, make it on the podcast as a guest sometime in the future. Awesome. And I'm not even going to try and pronounce the name of the person who posted that, but thank you so much for doing that. We really appreciate it and we love it.
Yeah.
So that's right. If you go ahead and give us a rate and review on iTunes, we will read it up live on the show. All right. Then that's it. You can go ahead and say goodbye to everybody, and we'll meet everybody for... We've got a new episode, a new interview coming up this week, which you guys are going to absolutely love.
Yes.
Should we tell them who it is?
It's our presidential diamond, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a presidential diamond coming up this week, so you're gonna wanna check it out.
Yes. I don't want to give it away. So get everybody you know listening to this podcast. That episode is going to be going live on Thursday.
Yeah, it's pretty killer. All right. So with that killer comment, I'm going to roll out. For Mama's Little Biz Podcast, my name is Angela Villa.
And I am Eddie Villa. Have a wonderful week, everybody, and happy sharing.
Bye.